Hey, I want to take a turn into TikTok for a couple minutes because, first of all the kids are doing it. Apparently, this is just getting beyond big. There's something I had not even heard about before, Cyrus, and maybe you've heard about this, but it's called Witch Talk, W-I-T-C-H, as in, you know, Wicked Witch. Witch Talk, over the past year, according to this article, and we'll get a link to this. It's an article at Alatea. Over the past year, social media platform known as TikTok has become a newfound place to explore the real-life world of witchcraft. It has received the name of Witch Talk, and according to an article in USA Today, the hashtag Witch Talk alone has amassed more than 19.8 billion, with a B, views. Let me repeat that. So on TikTok, if you see the hashtag Witch Talk hashtag, that's kind of confusing because you call it a hashtag, but part of it is a hashtag. 19.8 billion views. Now, keep in mind, this is for the kiddos. If you had a $1 million bill, you would need 1,000 $1 million bills to have $1 billion. This is 19.8 billion views in what, the last couple of months? The purpose of Witch Talk is to connect a community of people searching for information on modern-day witchcraft. Videos on TikTok explore various spiritual practices of witchcraft and provide a platform for anyone interested in delving into the dark arts. Its popularity has soared over the past year, and author Gabriella Herzig, interviewed by USA Today, explained her thoughts on this trend. She said, "We live in a very intense dark age. People want purpose. They want connection. But beyond that, they want something that helps them connect to something larger than themselves. Something that helps them feel like there's a purpose, and magic does that. Magic is a way to align with your purpose and your power." Terrible. I mean, I disagree with her premise, but I do agree with the point that she's making, that a lot of people are spiritually adrift. They have a deep, innate, insatiable desire for God. Even if they may deny that God exists, they know that they're hungry, they're searching for something. Or as St. Augustine put it so famously, he said, "Our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in thee." And atheists will feel the same restlessness. It's not as though this is unique only to people who are religious, but if you don't know what it is that you're searching for, you'll dabble in all kinds of things and get burned along the way. So the witchcraft is a good example of that. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, in paragraph 2117, all practices of magic or sorcery by which one attempts to tame occult powers so as to place them at one's service and have a supernatural power over others, even if this were for the sake of restoring their health, are gravely contrary to the virtue of religion, gravely contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ. These practices are even more to be condemned when accompanied by the intention of harming someone or when they have recourse to the intervention of demons. Wearing charms is also reprehensible. Spiritism often implies divination or magical practices. The church, for her part, warns the faithful against this. Recourse to so-called traditional cures does not justify either the invocation of evil powers or the exploitation of another's credulity. And it sure sounds to me as though, I'm guessing it's primarily young people on TikTok who are being exploited because of their credulity and their hunger for something they don't really understand. They don't know what it is they're hungry for, God, that is, and so they're going in search of something that will fill that void. Now, witchcraft is not going to fill that void. Witchcraft is going to make things exponentially worse. Magic, the article says, seeks to take matters into the wizard's or witch's own hands and denies God's providential care over all creation. It is harmful to the soul and plunges a person into great darkness that can be very hard to overcome. This is true. Witchcraft is a particularly strong avenue for the entrance of Satan and other demonic forces to enter into a person's life. Sometimes it takes an exorcism by a priest to fully deliver a person immersed into that lifestyle of Satanism. So, Cyrus, I would love your observation on this, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but since you've got kids at home, and I know that there has been some TikTok activity, you know, what do you as a parent suggest for other parents, you know, to squelch this?
How many more reasons do you need to get rid of this app?
Right. Yeah. Well, I have another one that I'll share with you in just a minute.
Oh, there's more?
Oh,
more,
yeah.
More TikTok?
There's always more.
It has taken young people by storm. So I've gotten it mostly out of my house. It's certainly okay. So I've missed this whole witch thing, the witch talk. Yeah. That hasn't. I haven't heard anything about that.
Time to do some scrutiny, I guess, on their phones.
Yeah, take the phones and make sure they're staying out of this thing. Mm-hmm. But the TikTok references have dropped to nothing in the house. But
at least when you're around,
at least when I'm around. Yep. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, Dad's here. Better not talk about witch talk.
TikTok, what's that, Dad? I don't even remember that.
Oh, wow, I don't know.